Blog Talk Radio.
From God? I know I don't. And I have gotten whipping. I have gotten a whipping. I've been beaten so bad. But I say, when, Father, when? Nonetheless, I normally start out with a prayer. Let me see. I will turn to my favorite scripture. That's in Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 5. Let me look for it and find it so I can read. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Is what I have to do. Excuse me for a moment, see, I have someone knocking at my door. I will tell him to go away. Hold on, I will try not to be rude. Excuse me. I'm sorry, I'm on the radio. Excuse me, sheep. There were two men knocking at my door. They had like a watchtower to give me to read. And I told them, no, I don't take those. And I don't. But nonetheless, they are doing what God has told them to do. And they are passing out the word. They are doing what I am trying to do. My father told me in a dream to feed his sheep as well as to minister unto the people. Well, I did not want to do it. I should not be confessing it. It took me many years to do what I do. And I like doing what I do now. But nonetheless, let us have a quick prayer. all the things that you have done for us sheep. Bless us to continue in your will and do the things that you have told us to do and be glad in what you have told us to do. Never let us forget what you have told us to do and let us do it. Give us the courage that we need in order to do it. This world seems to be so mean. I remember when I was a young child, my grandparents talking about there would be fire next time. And there is a lot of fire going on in the United States. Lord, bless us here in Detroit, Michigan, as well as all over the world where my family are. Keep them from natural disasters as well as chemical disasters. Also, keep us from natural disasters and chemical disasters. Don't forget us here in Detroit, Father. Father, thank you for your prosperity and good health and peace. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Father, my condolences go to my family in Chicago, the Johnson family. Yes, it's me. I haven't forgotten you all. I may not come because I've been sick lately. May not come to the funeral. Well, my heart is still with you. We were all raised up together. And I've written a book called The Broken Glass. And I've asked those who were listening to me to purchase it several times. I asked that they do this today. But nonetheless, when I ask that they purchase it on Amazon, I will be thinking of you. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I am a strict follower of the Old Testament books. In the Old Testament, it tells you that the 10th commandment, verse 1, it tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy. And I want you all to read that for yourself. And Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I want you to see, and well, as well as those who are not, to have your three P's ready, and they are your pen, pencil, and paper. Also, there's a new thing called a notebook, where I want you to jot down that I may tell you that you will look up for yourself later. Don't you just love that song? You never know when your time is up. That's why I read as much as I possibly can to you, sheep. My father told me what Jesus told me, to feed his sheep. And I have done that. On the computer, it says that I am in chapter 42, but I have been able to read a little bit further ahead of that. We are going to read in the book of Genesis, chapter 47. So let us start there. I hope that you should remember to look up the Zimba tribe in Africa. The Limba is L-E tribe. It was a proven fact that we are associated, were kin to Joseph, that a bunch of white folks did the testing, and they admit that we blacks, we African Americans, we call ourselves that, but we are the children of Israel. That has been found out. Hopefully you looked up the word Zimba. Let me just remind you, tribes of Judah, they should be black, as well as those the Limba tribe in Africa. They are black and brown, just like me, brown again. Nonetheless, they do not call themselves African American. They say they are related to Job, descendants of Job, and we are descendants of Job. I told you to read Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. Tells you that we were being brought over to this country, and so we were as slaves, and no other people, even those people over there in the land that is ours, are not related to, or they have not been found to be related to Israel. Children are Judah, those are the black Americans, that's us, that's me. Benjamin, West Indian blacks, the Haitian, Levi, the Haitian. Our brother Levi drove out the French from that country, and we probably could have done the same, but we didn't have the courage. The Puerto Ricans, Manassas, the Cubans, Seminole, the Dominicans, Zebulon, those are the Guatemalan, as well as the Panamanian, the Mayans, Indians. Excuse me for having to burp in your face. I didn't intend to, but it just came up. Yeah, those are the Native American Indians. Reuben, the Seminole Indians. Asher, the Colombia and Uruguay, the Incas. Issachar, the Mexicans. Naphtali, the Argentinians or the Chileans. Those are the 12 tribes of Israel, his sons. We are the original people of this Bible that this Bible talks about. And yet, they, when I say they, I'm talking about the white people who claim this Bible. But this Bible was written and given to the black prophets to write and take note of. Just as I was given in a dream. You women, stop aborting your children. You black women especially. God does not want that. I should read the Ten Commandments. I said that last week. I'm reading in Genesis chapter 40, and I won't get to the Ten Commandments one day. No, because you are to know that you are to trust God with all your heart and soul. You believe in him. He might be. It says that he's a spirit. But he sent his only son through a black woman named Mary. Got it? I hope you have. Let's go to Genesis chapter 47 and start reading. Let's read as much as we can. We have learned a great deal from reading the book of Genesis, even though I have read it before a couple of times. I understand it now more than I ever have in my life. Nonetheless, let's go to Genesis 47, verse read 1, and I will start reading to you from verse 1. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and brethren and their flocks and their herds and all they that they have are come out of the land of Canaan." Now, someone just interrupts me with making a noise over my phone, and I don't like that. I really don't like that. If I could, I would beat you like our father did when he threw those people out of the synagogue. And behold, there they are in the land of Goshen. Let me read verse 47, verse 1 again, starting at chapter 1 again for your hearing. Perhaps that clown will not make a noise over my phone where I will hear it and throw me off guard. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen." And he took some of his brethren, even 5 men, and presented them unto Pharaoh and said unto the brethren, "What is your occupation?" And they said unto Pharaoh, "Why, thy servants are shepherds, both we and our fathers." They said moreover unto Pharaoh, "For to sojourn in the land where we come from," and sojourn means to stay or visit in the land where we came from, "for thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore," that means severe, "in the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen." So we learned that the tribe of Israel has moved from the land of Canaan to Goshen in the land of Israel. Verse 5. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land, make thy father and thy brethren to dwell in the land of Goshen. Let them dwell there. Dwell, if thou knowest any men of activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle." We see that Joseph's family moved. They walked into Egypt and they become slaves after the Pharaoh dies. But that's a little further on in the story. I'm at verse 7. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years." And a pilgrimage means trip or journey like that. So he is saying that he has lived 130 years. "Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto days of the years of my life, of my fathers, in the days of their pilgrimage. So he's saying that he had not lived as long as his fathers during their journey or trip. Verse 10, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded or directed. And Joseph nourished his father and his brothers. Nourished means to feed or took care of or care for his father and his brethren, all his father's household, with bread according to their families. And there was no bread in the land, for all the famine was sore. That means severe. And that they, the land of Egypt, all the land of Canaan, fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, and the corn which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the Canaan, and the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. And Joseph said, give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses and for the flocks and for the cattle and for the herds and for the donkeys. Remember, I said that I would not say asses anymore, but I'm saying it now. But it's for donkeys. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said unto him, we will not hide it from my Lord how that our money is spent. My Lord also has our herd of cattle. There is not enough left in the sight of my Lord, but our bodies and our land. And wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we will serve, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh. Well, you see, that's important. The Israelites, that's in our land, and we will serve Pharaoh and give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his heel because the famine was prevailing over them. They were winning. The famine was winning over them. So the land became Pharaoh's. Now that's how Pharaoh became rich. Did you know that, sheep? Because of the famine in the land, he became rich. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the border of Egypt, even to the other end thereof. Only the land of the priests he not, for the priests had a portion assigned them of Pharaoh, and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them. Wherefore they sold not their land. And Joseph said unto the people, behold, I have bought you this day in your land is seed for you, and you shall sow the land, and it shall be, and it shall come to pass in the increase that ye shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own for seed of the field, and for your food, and for them of your household, and for food for your little ones. That sounds like sharecropping, like my mother and grandparents were in the South before I came up here. They were only given a little money, but most of their crop, it was going to the white man. And they said, "Hast thou saved our lives?" And they said, "Thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in thy sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants." And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day that Pharaoh should have. Let me start reading that over because I think I'm reading it wrong. And that's verse 26. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of the priests only, which became not Pharaoh. I don't know if that's in Israel or not. I need to go back to the library and maybe check that out. Even though I got a ticket that when I was down there the last time. And I went to court and tried to fight it. But they found no record of my driver's license and to record my being there. It's just like I was foolish enough to drive there and park my car in front of a meter and not thinking that I might get a ticket. Well, I will tell you, the city of Detroit has robbed me out of $45 plus $2 that I put in the parking meter. And I'm going to include that in my next story when I write it. And verse 27. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen. I did not know Goshen was a country in Egypt, but now I know. And they had possessions herein and grew and multiplied exceedingly. That means that they became great, a lot of people. And Joseph lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. And Jacob lived in the land 17 years. stone. Behold, it was 147 years. So he lived to get 147 years. See? And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph and said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, put thy, pray thee, thy hand under thy thigh, deal kindly and truthfully with me, and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt, but I will lie with my fathers, and thou shalt carry me out of Egypt and bury me in the burying place. And he said, I will do as thou hast said. And he said, swear unto me. And he swore unto him. And Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head. Now, that is the reading of chapter 48. Because of the famine, Israel went into Egypt and sold everything. He became Pharaoh's servant. We have read that, I think it was verse 19, where he sold everything to Pharaoh. Let's start reading chapter 48. Remember, you never know when my father, just like I fell out the last time, I never knew. I wasn't thinking about falling out. I just up and fell out. I had stood in the line for a long time at DPE Energy. And that's what happened. I had stood there. I wasn't feeling well. And I had stood there so long. You never know when our Father is going to call you. But that was Satan attacking me. You never know when he was going to attack. And I was able to stand. Let me see. That was the last year in January. They had sent me a shutout notice. And I was trying to stop my gas from being shut off. Nonetheless, I'm here today to read this to you. That's been a year and a half ago or so. In verse 48, Genesis 48, I'm going to read as much of it as I have time left. I want you to remember that I have told you that Pope Constantine, that Constantine, he is the one that changed from having Sabbath school, a Sabbath on the Sunday. God has not changed that day. You people who go to church on Sunday, you're following Pope Constantine. You're supposed to go on Saturday and rest. I know you know that. You have read the Ten Commandments. You have. Stop following him. He's nothing but a white man. He doesn't have all power in his hand. He thinks he has. And he does a lot of wrong things to us. But he is going to pay. And he is afraid. That's what I think. That's why he's searching for him. I have not found in this Bible yet there was white ground for him to make men. He made men out of the ground. I don't know where they come from. I'm trying to read in the Bible as much as I can to see that they are not aliens. I think they are. I don't know what they are. I think they are. I don't know what they are. I want to know what they are besides being our worst enemy. They have really done us wrong. They have, and you know it. and they know it. And that's why they're trying to find our Father. I remember, within the last 5 years, I read somewhere in the Bible that they were going to search to be as high as the heaven, go as high as heaven. And I think that's why they have NASA flying up there. But they should not look for God. My Father in heaven is going to come down here and show them something soon. Be happy. Even though they're dogging us out and they're trying to kill us out. But I understand that in the next 70 years, we'll be dominant. We are dominant now on the earth and don't know it. Let me read chapter 48, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel straightened himself and sat up on the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me in the land of Luz, L-U-Z, in the land of Canaan, and blessed me. And he said unto me, behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee. I will make of thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for a land for the everlasting possession. Remember in Genesis chapter 15, he told us where that land was. It's in Egypt all the way down to the Euphrates. That's our land, and we are going to possess it. I don't care how those people got over there. United Nations and Israel and United States gave those people who are not our land. And God is going to give it back to us. Verse 5 of chapter 48. And now they, by two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came unto thee into Egypt, of mine as Reuben and Simeon. They shall be mine issue, which thou begattest after them shall be mine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. Genesis. And as for me, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died by me, the land of Canaan, in the way which ye yet, let me read verse 7 again. And as for me, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan, in the way when yet there was but a little way to come to Ra. And I buried her there in the way of Isra. The same is Bethlehem. So Isra is the same as Bethlehem. So we learned something new. We need to get an old map and start looking at the map and see these places. And Joseph said unto my sons, whom God has given me in this place. And he has said, bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. For the eyes of Israel were them for age. And I know that to be true. When you get in your old age, I've gotten past 60 years old. My eyes, it's difficult for me to see without glasses on. As a matter of fact, it would be very difficult to read this Bible if I didn't have glasses on to try to read to you. See, but that's enough of my testimony. I am to read to you as much as I possibly can. I'm going to start in verse 48 and 10. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I have not through this, I have not stopped. Let me stop here at verse 11 of chapter 48. And I will start to read starting from there next time I'm on this Friday. Be there. I intend to be there, although my family is going to Chicago to bury my cousin. Let me have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for protecting me as well as my family, all the sheep, from the evil one through the night as well as today. Bless us. Always, we always thank you, and we thank you for giving us courage to do your will and to say your will in your surest name, better known as Jesus. In James, verse 4, now chapter 4, verse 15, if it's God's will, I will be back to speak with you on Friday. Listen, I want you sheep to go to Amazon and buy my books, The Broken Plant, The Unseen, and The Passing by Sondra Harris, Sondra Harris. None of you have done so yet. Please do. I want you to. I'm trying to get my son to play. Remember, sheep, I have told you in the past to find Anunnaki. It's spelled A-N-U-N-N-A-K-A.
Help your children.
The alien.
Don't let them fall by the side of the road.
D-I-L-D-A-M-E-S-A. He told of the great blood before.
To love one another. That heaven might find.
I want you to find about the
place in their heart.
Jesus,
he won't let you down, and I know
he
got to walk on.
I think his name was Pastor. He told us.
Walk on through temptation. Cause he loves. And his wisdom will be our help in
Israel.
Down.